Mishnah that the laws of Pidyon, Petach Hamor are not so extensive. So the first Kerek and the Masicht is going to take care of the dinim of Petach Hamor. And we already learned the later Perek about Pidyon HaBem, and all the other Prokim are going to talk about B'chor Behemah Tahoira. So in a B'chor Behemah Tahoira, you have, number one, it has Kedusha, you have to be Makrevit on the Mizbeach. And it's also Bahanoah, even though it's Kochim Kalim, B'chor Behemah Tahoira. B'chor HaMaisla Pesach HaKochim Kalim, and there's no din of Me'ila, means that Yevet, if you were Nene, from the Bechor, you're not chayef to bring Keremachar Mishan, to bring Asham Me'ilos. But the Mishnah says, Loinene v'lo Moilam, you're not allowed to get Hanoim. We mentioned last week, a few weeks ago, that that's a machlokes HaRishayim, whether Loinene is a Nisa Deraisa or Nisa Derabonim, but certainly there is a din, Loinene, you're not allowed to get Hanoim. And even if you don't get Hanoim, the Pasuk says explicitly, Asava b'vachor sharech b'lo sogas b'chor tzaynecho. There's an Issa Giza of Avoidah. So do Avoidah. To use the Bechor Behemah Torah to do Avoidah with it, that for sure is an Issa Derais. Even if you say getting Hanoah where you're not doing Avoidah, is only an Issa Derabonim. But Giza of Avoidah, the Pasuk speaks that Bechor. The Sabbath of Bechor Sharech, but the Sogas, Bechor Tzenecha, that there's an Issa Avoidah. So that's one aspect. Bechor Behemah Torah has Kedusha, has an Issa Hanoah. And then number two, it's Matnas Kahuna. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring it to the Kohanim. And when they'll be Makariv, they eat the flesh. A Maisa Behemah belongs to the farmer. The farmer brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim are Makariv, then the farmer eats it, or he invites his family to eat it. But the Bechor Behemah Torah is one of the 24 Mat. You have to give it to the Kohen if they have the right to eat it. By Pidyon HaBen, the baby doesn't have any Kedusha. The Pidyon HaBen is not like Pidyon Hegdash or Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, that the Hegdash has Kedusha and the Maaseh Sheni is prohibited. You're not allowed to eat it Chutz LiYerushalayim until you do Pidyon. By Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara said beferish at the end of this first parak, there is no Issa Hanu on the Behemi. On the baby. Some of the Sfarno and Chumash has like that, that the parents are not allowed to play with their baby until after they do the Pidyon HaBen. As if the Pidyon takes off the Yisa HaNoah. And some Achraidim have like that, but they point out it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish at the end of the first pair. The Pidyon HaBen is just a mitzvah to give Matnas Kahuna, and the Pidyon, it's not called Pidyon in the sense that I'm taking off the Kedusha on the baby, and transferring the kedusha onto the money. It's a chiyuv matas kuna. When your wife has a bechor, a firstborn is a boy, peterechem is a boy, then you have an obligation to give a pidyon haben. You do the pidyon haben, the Mishnah has, if the baby dies within 30 days before the Yom Lamed Aleph, there's no mitzvah pidyon haben. But if the baby dies after Yom Lamed Aleph and they still didn't do the pidyon haben, it's mechuyev to do pidyon haben. But what are you paid that dead baby? You're taking off the Issa Kedusha from a dead baby. You're not being paid to anything. Pidyon HaBen just means you have a chiyuv to give. But Pidyon Petach Hamor, that's a machlokes hatanoim at the end of the first parak. Petach Hamor before Pidyon. Is it Asa Bahanoah or Muta Bahanoah? So some tanoim are of the opinion that we paskin that the Petach Hamor Kaidem Pidyon is Asa Bahanoah, and the Pidyon takes off the Issa Hanoah. You have to be tifta b'seh, you have to be paid with a set. Let's say the Petach Hamor is worth $100, and you want to be paid with a set that's only worth $5. So the Gemara says that that's acceptable, that's legitimate. The set doesn't have to be the same value of the Petach Hamor. The Chumash says tifta b'seh, even if the set is not at all as valuable as the Petach Hamor. What if the person doesn't want to be paid b'seh? He can be paid with cans of tuna fish, or corn on the cob, or fruits and vegetables, whatever he wants, but then it has to be paid the bishavio, has to give $100 worth of food, or whatever it is that he wants to be paid the Petach Hamor with. So we assume that Petach Hamor has, it does not have kedushas mizbeach, it's a behemah tmeah, you can't be makriv it on the mizbeach. The Gemara calls it as if it's kedushas beder kabayis, as an Issa HaNoah, Petach Hamor before Pidyon is also HaNoah. Usually when you make pinyon, let's say you have hegdish, and you put the hegdish onto money, or you have ma'aseh sheni chutz li'Yerushalayim, you put it onto money. So the kedusha goes off and the hegdish goes onto the money. Now the money has kedusha. So you have to give the money to hegdish, or if you pay the ma'aseh sheni, the peiros on ma'aseh sheni, you have potatoes, tomatoes, onions, apples, whatever, dogon tirish v'yitzer is ma'aseh sheni deraisa, or the others is ma'aseh sheni derabbanan, all other fruits and vegetables. When you pay to the ma'aseh sheni, so the kedusha goes off from the ma'aseh sheni food and it goes onto the money, then you have to take the money and bring it to Yerushalayim and use the money to do chilul. Chilul means, you take the money, bring it to Yerushalayim. You have to buy salami sandwiches or steaks or whatever, fleshiks, milchiks, whatever. It has to be pre-mipri, gedulei karka. And then you eat it, b'kedusha v'tahara. You eat it, b'kedusha ma'aseh sheni. So here, by pidyon petach hamor, we pask in the petach hamor before pidyon is also ba'anoa. But then when you do the pidyon, it's not that the kedusha on the petach hamor goes onto the money. No. It goes on to the seh, or it goes on to the shlokas, let's say. You can be paid with cans of tuna fish. If the petach hamor is worth $100, you have to give $100 worth of food to be paid there. If you give the seh, it can be worth even $1, $5, even though the petach hamor is worth $100. If you want to be paid anything other than a seh, then you have to give shavyo, and the kedusha goes off from the petach hamor, doesn't go onto the money. Then you give the money to the kohanim. You give the money to the kohanim. Same thing if tifta b'seh, and then you give the seh, the pinyan petach hamor, you give to the kohanim. What's a din if you have a sofek pinyan petach hamor? It's very common. It's very rare to have pinyan petach hamor. In Eretz Yisrael, when they have a pinyan petach hamor, they make a big fuss about it, and they write it up in the newspapers, and they invite everybody to come. It's once in a very long while, because it's very common that a chamora, a female donkey, has miscarriages. So if there's a miscarriage, then the next one is not petach hamor. It's not a petach rechem of the chamor. Depending how long the first pregnancy was. If the first pregnancy was, let's say, the same by a woman. If a woman has a miscarriage and it wasn't even 40 days, the Tzuris Havlad is developed around after 40 days. Before 40 days, for sure, there's no Tzuris Havlad. And after 40 days, 41 days, 44 days, something like that, that's when you have a Tzuris Havlad. So if the woman had it, we learned that Perik, if the woman had a miscarriage, before 40 days, and then she has a male baby boy later on, so then there would be pidyon aben on the second one, because the first one doesn't count. The Gemara calls it ma'ibiyam. So apparently miscarriages are very common by donkeys, so it's very rare to have a pidyon petach hamor. What if you have do you think the chamora, the female chamora, had a miscarriage and you don't know whether it had a tzuras havlad or it didn't have a tzuras havlad? You're not sure. So what do you do if you have a suffix pidyon petach hamor? So the pidyon petach hamor, tifta b'seh, you have to be paid b'seh, or you pay the cans of tuna fish or corn on the cob, whatever. So that's mamonis, that's matnas kuna, one of 24 matnas kuna. So then we pass on suffix mamayna lukula. Let's say a woman had a miscarriage and she doesn't know whether she flushed it down the toilet. She doesn't know whether it was had a tzuras havlad, didn't have a tzuras havlad. It came out without her even realizing it. And she didn't have a chance to look at it to see if it has a tzuras havlad. So then the din is that you don't have to give pidyon aben, because sofek mamayna lekula. But by petach hamor, if the din would have been like the Tana, that petach hamor before pidyon is mutar b'hanoah, so all you have is a mitzvah of matnas kehuna. So then by a suffix pidyon petach hamor, hamotz machaver olav haraya, you don't have to give a say, you don't have to be paid at all. But we pasken that there are two parts to pidyon petach hamor. One part has kedushas, Markov doesn't have kedushas mizbeach, Mark calls it kedushas berakabais at the end of the first parak. So it's also ba'anoah till you do the pidyon, and then when you do the pidyon, you have to give it the seh, or the shlokas, or the food, the cans of tuna fish to the kohen. So the giving to the kohen, you're not mechayiv to give. That's how mitzvah machaber all of our ayin. But you have to be paid and misafik to take off the yisahana. That's the way we paskin. There's a mishnah at the end of the second parak in kiddushin. Mishnah says if a man is mekadosh and isha, the three ways to make kiddushin: either kesef shtar or bia. So bia the chachamim prohibited. A mekadosh but bia the gemara says you give makas marda. So you're left with either kiddushin kesef or kiddushin shtar. Then the Rambam writes, the meaning by all the Orthodox Jews is we choose to do kesef, and the commentaries explain why, because the Karoim didn't believe in Kiddusha Kesef. It's only based on Exereshav, the Kicha Kicha, Nistei Ephron. Avram Avinu paid cash to purchase the Ephron to bury Sore Imenu. So just like over there, the word Kicha has the connotation of kesef, so to Kicha Chishisha Chadosha, when you get married, give him a Kaddish to the Isha by giving kesef. So the Karaites don't accept any Torah Shabbat Peh, so they don't believe in Kiddushei Kesef. There are three different groups, generally speaking, Karaites. There are Karaim from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, and this is one of the things that they all have in common. None of them have Kiddushei Kesef. So that's what it sounds like in the Rambam, because Kiddushei Kesef is only Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Karaim don't believe in it, so that's why Kvar Noga Kol Yisrael, the Kaddish B'Kesef, the Orthodox Jews who follow the Rabbanim who do accept Torah Shabbat Peh, so we want to emphasize that we do subscribe to Kiddusha Kesef. So that's why we choose to do that. So not only we do Kiddusha Kesef, we use Shavu Kesef. We don't even give cash, we give a ring. That's the Zohar says, Yom Kaddish with a ring. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, quotes that from the Tikkuni Zohar, that the meaning is Yom Kaddish with a ring. So what happens if I'm Yom Kaddish and Isha with Shavu Kesef? That's also Bahanoah. So it's not good. Kiddushin has to be a Shavu Pruta. Yisrael HaNoah is not Shavu Pruta. So that's a Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, and it gives you a whole list of Yisrael HaNoah. So it says, Bas B'chola B'zosa B'hanoah, and Kloy HaKerem, and Orlo. And then it says, Petach Hamor. Petach Hamor is also B'hanoah. So the Gemara asks, is that dependent on the Machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon at the end of the first parak here? That there's a machlegs habyuda tanaim, machlegs hatanaim, whether petach hamor kodim pidyon is also banor, muta banor, we paskan also banor. So Gemara says, no, all the tanaim agree. Petach hamor, if you did, it says, meloi sifte va'araftoi. If you don't want to do pidyon, then you have to chop off the neck and kill the petach hamor. When you do arif on the petach hamor, all the tanaim agree that it's also banor, that's for sure. So when the Mishnah says a man is Mekadosh and Isha, the Petach Hamor, she's Einim B'Kodeshes because it's also Ba'anah. So that's L'chol HaDeis. There is a Petach Hamor that's also Ba'anah, the Haino, after Arifa. But if you didn't do Arifa, you planned to do Pidyon, but you didn't do the Pidyon yet. So that's the Machlek Zabiyuri Reb Shimon, where the Petach Hamor has an Isa HaNoah or not. And the Nafkamina is if you have a Sufik, Pidyon Petach Hamor. Do you say you have to be paid on a seh misafik, then you keep the seh? You don't have to give misafik, you don't have to give away a seh to the kohen. That's how motzi machaber olav harayah. The farmer is muchzuk on the seh. But he has to take off the yisah hanah. If you all that petach hamor before pidyon is also banah, then you have to be paid because safik is surah lechumra. But you don't have to give the seh to the kohen because that's a safik mamayna lekulam. So if the din would have been like the other Tana, the Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon is Mutabano, so then you wouldn't have to, you don't have any Inyan of Isser at all. There's no Sofik Isser L'chumra at all, it's just a Sofik Mamayna. So then Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor, you don't do anything. But we pass in La'alocha that Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon is also Bano. So if you have a Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor, you have to be paid the seh because Sofik Isser L'chumra. Make sure you take off the yisana, but then you keep the set. You don't have to give it away to the kohen. The Gemara is going to say later, let's say I have two petach hamoras. I have two hamoras, and each one of them gave birth to a zohar, and I want to be paid the biseh. So can you kill two birds with one stone? Can you give one seh for two different petach hamoras? So the din is that you can't. You can't. Why? You have to be paid the seh. Here you're being paid in half a seh. I'm being paid a half a seh. I have one seh. I'm giving half of the seh for Pidya Petach Hamor A, and the other half of the seh for Pidya Petach Hamor B. That's not acceptable. You have to give a whole seh. Can't give part of the seh. But what happens if you have a suffix Pidya Petach Hamor? So you pay the anase and it takes off the isa hanah, then you're not mechayev to give it away to the kohen. You can keep it because safek mamona lekula amotz machaber olav haraya. So then, if I have another petach amor, either vada or safek, I can use the same seh a second time. I used it the first time to take off the isa hanah, the possible isa hanah. It was a safek petach amor. The chamora, the female chamora, had a miscarriage, and we don't know whether the miscarriage was like by human beings before 40 days or after 44 days. You don't know how old the vlad was. So by chamora also, by chamorim, there's a certain number of days that before that point it doesn't have a tzuras havlad. So if the miscarriage was before that zman, then the next one that's born is going to be about that petach hamor. If you have a suffix, whether there was a tzuras havlad on the miscarriage, then you have to do on the next one that's going to be born, that'll be a male, you'll have to do a pidyon misafik to take off the yisur, but then a suffix mimana lekula, you can keep it. So that seh can be used a second time. If I use this seh to be paid to take off the yisur hanom from a suffix petach hamor, so I took off the possible yisur, and I'm not mechayev to give it to the kohen. How much am I chaver olav haraya? So then I can keep this seh. Then I can use that seh to be paid a second time, a different petach hamor, whether the second one will be a vaday or a safek. So if I want to be paid a two petach hamors bevasachas with one seh, you can't do it because you're being paid there. One petach hamor with a half a seh, the other one with a half a seh. That's not acceptable. You have to be paid with a whole seh. But if I was paid at the first petach hamor was only a suffix petach hamor, I was paid at the seh with a whole seh. Then the halacha says I can keep it. I can keep the seh. So then I can reuse it a second time to be paid on the same seh a second time, either avadei petach hamor or suffix petach hamor. How did the Mishnah know that that was true? Maybe it's chal hashem on the seh that this is a pinyan petach hamor. Everybody was chal. So maybe you can't use it a second time. So the Gemara learns it out from this week's parsha. From this whole sugya is based on parshas Bamidbar. B'mikre happens this whole Gemara. The whole Daf Dalet is based on parshas Bamidbar. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to take a census of the Jewish people from counting them from the age of 20 and up. Why from the age of 20? Kol Yetzei Tzava B'Yisrael, all those who are drifted into the army. That's what Rashi writes on the pasuk. Why Yetzei Tzava? That you don't draft people before the age of 20. We say that a boy and a girl become bar mitzvah at the age of 12 or 13, that's for Bezen Shalmata. They become B'nei Chiyuvah. But for Einshin and Bezen Shalmata, the Gemara has in different places, you're not manish till the age of 20. Because by the age of 20, that's when the personality is really, at the age of 12 or 13, personality is beginning to be formed. So the Bezen Shalmata is machmir. We are told to be machmir. We have to be strict. If a child, a girl 12 years old, a boy 13, those are not there. So we punish them with Misa or Malkus, whatever it happens to be. But the Bezen Shalmayim is more lenient. So they don't punish until the Gatlus is completed by the age of 20. Bezen Shalmayim is not punished. So that's what the Pasuk seems to imply. You don't drift into the army either before the age of 20. That's how people have kindness against the Israeli government. Why they drift people from the age of 18? It should only be from the age of 20. That's what it seems to say in the Chumash from Beres from Shalom Malach. Kol Yetzei Tzava B'Yisrael. That's Pasuk Gimel. And then the Torah says, this was only on all of the Shvatim except for Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, they didn't include in the count, in the census, from the age of 20 and up. So the Rambam understood because Shevet Levi is not drafted in the army. They're not Yetzei Tzava. The whole purpose of the census was to establish how many men you have over the age of 20 serving in the army. But Shevet Levi is not drafted into the army. That's highly questionable whether that's correct. But that's how the Rambam understood from the Psukim here. It says later in the end of Chumash Bamidi, you read about Melchemes Midyan. So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu had to take Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, Shnei Masa, Elef Chalutzei Tzava. You had to take 1,000 soldiers from each shevet, and there were 12 shvatim, so that's why there were 12,000 soldiers. So how did you get to the number of 12,000? There are 12 shvatim, but one of them is Shevet Yosef, which is split into two shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. So shouldn't they be 13? So the Rambam understood that Menashe and Ephraim are counted as two. There were 1,000 soldiers from Shevet Menashe, 1,000 soldiers from Shevet Ephraim, and there were no soldiers at all from Shevet Levi. So the 12 shvatim means Menashe and Ephraim count as two, and Shevet Levi was not drafted in the army. The Rambam says why? Because Shevet Levi is supposed to be the international kollel of Klal Yisrael. They're supposed to sit and learn. You're not supposed to drift kollelniks. Kollelniks are supposed to sit and learn. Every country has exemptions from the army, let's say in America. So they have exemptions, students who are studying in universities, so you don't drift them in the army. Entertainers, doctors, people who are needed for the civilization, for that culture, that country, they're not going to drift them into the army. So by the Jewish people, learning Torah is our culture. So those who are learning in the kollel, so you don't drift them, you don't drift them into the army. And the other Rishonim say the fair is not so. The Rishonim say that you do drift even Kohanim. Even though Kohanim are prohibited to be Metamei L'Meisim, but in an army, they're shooting to kill. They're going to be dead bodies all over the place. So the Kohanim have to be careful not to be Metamei, because the Gemara talks about whether Kohen is mutter be Yifastaya. The only one is mutter to take a Yifastaya as a soldier in the Jewish army. So you see the Kohanim are drifted into the army. The Mordechai in Gittin points this out. It's a Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin. The Gemara discusses whether a Kohen is mutter to take a Yifastaya. The Yifastaya is really doesn't have a normal gerus. So that's why it's a Chiddush, that any Jewish soldier is allowed to take Yifastaya. Chiddush means it's an exception to the rule. Normally, you have to have a geiris midaito. And here it seems that it's a geiris bal korcho. She doesn't want to be megayer. So still, we megayer her, and then you can marry her. But the din is, even if there would have been a normal geiris, a kohen is not permitted to marry a geiris. So that's why the Gemara has a suffix. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara has all this discussion. Where are they disagreeing? The Rishayin of the Diyashniya. So the Gemara is assuming that a Kohen has a double Iser if he's going to take a Yifastar. Maybe the head of Yifastar is only for Levim and for Yisrael, but Kohanim, even if the girl would have been Megara Midaita, the Kohen is not allowed to marry her. So here, when you Megara her Bakarcha, so maybe the Torah is only Mechadish one Kula, that Yisrael is allowed to take a Yifastar. Maybe a Kohen is not allowed to take. So it's all discussion in the Gemara. So the Torah tells us the Levim were not counted from the age of 20 and up. The Rambam understood because they weren't drifted into the army. The whole Shevet Levi, that's a famous Rambam. The Rambam, that's many Kollelim, many yeshivas, they quote that Rambam, the end of Shemitah the Yovel, that Shevet Levi is not drifted into the army, but those Shevet Levi bilvad, not only those who are biologically from Shevet Levi, anyone who volunteers to join and learn in the kollel, even if some Shevet Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun from the other Shvatim, becomes like an honorary member of Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi is the international kollel of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says you're not allowed to drift the kollelnikus in the army. That's what the Rambam says. So Shevet Levi was counted from a month and up. What was the purpose of counting them? If they're not drifted, they're certainly not drifted into the army from the age of a month and up. So the Gemara says the census was taken because the Avodah used to be B'Bechoris, Kodim Shehukam HaMishkan, the Gemara says, before the Mishkan was erected, the Bechorim had the right to do the Avodah. A non-Bechor couldn't do Avodah. And then, after the Chet HaEgel, the Bechorim participated in the Chet. Only Shevet Levi were faithful. They didn't worship the Egel. The other Shvatim did. So the Bechorim were Nipsalu. They weren't permitted anymore, any longer, to be Makbar Karbonis. So Shevet, from that time on, the Kohanim and the Levim did the Avodah. So the Bechorim, who was supposed to have done the Avodah, should have really required a pidyon abet. So the pasuk says, count how many levim there are, take a census, from the age of 30 days and up, and every levi will substitute for all of the bechorim. So how many levim were there? So they took a census, it says in the Chumash, there were 22,300, something like that. But then the Chumash somehow ignores the additional 300, and it says that they took account how many Bechorim are there by the non-Levim, by the Israelim, by all the other Shvatim. So the Gemara says there were 22,000 Bechorim who could no longer do Avodah, because everybody participated in the Chet HaEgel. So they were replaced by the 22,000 Levim. But then there were an extra 273 Bechorim who didn't have a Levi to substitute for them, so they had to get Pidyon Abet. And then the Gemara discusses, how did they decide who are the 273 extra Levim? There are 22,273 Bechorim. So how did you decide which ones are covered with a Levi and which ones are not covered with a Levi? So the Gemara says they had a whole lottery. So the Gemara says, but there were 22,300 Levim, and there were only 22,273 Bechorim. So there were more Levim than there were all of the Bechorim put together. So why did anybody need any? What do you mean there were an extra over and above the 22,000 Bechorim? There were another 273 Bechorim who needed Pidyon. Why did they need Pidyon? There were 22,300 Levim, so they should have substituted for everybody. Mara says, no, those 300 Levim, they themselves were Bechorim. They were firstborn. So they substitute for themselves. They used to do Avodah as a Bechorim. Now they're going to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash as a Ben Levi. So there were only 22,000 Levim who were not Bechorim, who could substitute for the other 22,000 of the Bechorim. And the 273 Bechorim, B'nai Yisrael, who didn't have any Levim to substitute for them, so they had to give Pidyon Abet, they had to give 5 Shkolim each to the Kohen. So the Pasuk says, Kachas HaLevim Etoch B'nai Yisrael, Tachas Kol Bechor, instead of the 22,000 Bechorim, who can't do Avodah anymore, so the 22,000 Levim are taking their place. So the 22,000 Bechorim didn't need Pidyon Abet, but the extra 273, that there were no Levim to take their place. Why not? Because the extra 300 Levim were Bechorim themselves. So they had to replace themselves. So there were another 273 Bechorim Yisraelim who didn't have any Levim instead, so they had to do Pidyon Abet. So the Pasuk says, you should take the Levim instead of the Bechorim. Then it says, you should take Behemes HaLevim, Tachas Behem Tom. Which Behemes HaLevim, Tachas Behem Tom, which Behem Tom shall B'nai Yisrael? The Bechor Behem HaTohira? No. The Din of Bechor Behem HaTohira even applies if the owner of the farm where they're raising these animals is the Kohen or a Levi. The Kohanim and the Levim are only part of Pidyon Petach Hamor. If a Kohen or a Levi owns a farm and they have a Bechor Behema Tmeya, he has a Petach Hamor, he doesn't have that din of fit to be set. And if a Kohen or a Levi's wife gives birth to a baby boy, there's no need for Pidyon Abet. But if there's a Bechor Behema Torah, if a Kohen or a Levi owns a farm and he's raising Vladis and he has a Bechor Behema Torah, he's not potter from that he does have to be makar, because the Pasuk in today's Sedra, in Parshas Bamidbar, only says, Kachas HaLevim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'Bnei Yisrael, and Tach Behemes HaLevim, Tachas Behem Tom, Shel B'Bnei Yisrael. What do you mean? Which Behemes HaLevim, Tachas Behem Tom? Tachas Bechor Behema Tomeo, Tachas the Pitrei Chamor. So in the Midbar, that was a Hirashua in the Midbar. The Pasuk doesn't say how many behemoths B'nai Yisrael had, how many pitre chamor the B'nai Yisrael had, and how many sheep the Levim had. it appears that even if there were more pitrei chamor of the shvatim than there were sheep, se'echot poita kama pitrei chamor. The Doris, there's no such thing. The Doris, if I have two pitrei chamor, I have a farm. I'm not a kohen, I'm not a lady. I have a farm. And I have two chamorus, and they both gave birth to a peta chamor. I have to give one set for one and one set for the other. I can't give one set for both, because in effect I'm giving a half a set for that one, half a set for that one. And once I use one set to be put in one peta chamor, it doesn't belong to me. It's mamon hakayin. I have tifta b'set, and the set belongs to the kohen. So I can't be paid it. I can't be paid a two pitcher chamor v'asachas, because you can't be paid a peta chamor on a half a set. You have to be put down the whole set. Once you put down the whole set, so the set belongs to the Kohanim. So you can't use it. I can't use it a second time to be put another Petach Hamor of mine. But in the Midbar, that was a Hirashah, the Gemara points out, because the Psukim only say, count up how many Bechorim there were by Bnei Yisrael. There were 22,273. And there were only 22,000 Levim. That's what the Gemara points out. What do you mean? But it says there are 22,300 Levim. Moshe says, no, those extra 300 over 22,000, they themselves were Bukhorim. So they had to replace themselves. Now they're going to do Avodah based on English, Betoras Levi, not Betoras Bukhor. So there were only 22,000 Levim who can substitute for the 22,000 Bukhor. And the extra 273 had to do Pidyon HaBen. But by the Petach Hamor, it doesn't say, Tachas Behemus Alvim, Tachas Behem Tom. It doesn't say how many Behemus there were. Even though we assume that there were probably more pitrei chamorim of Bnei Yisrael than there were behemoths of the Levim. So the Gemara said, that's the halacha. Se echad poiter in the midbar, that was Ahi Rasha, that one se could be poiter bevasachas, many, many pitrei chamorim of Bnei Yisrael. But the Doris, you don't have that name. The Doris, you can't be poiter petrei chamor on a half a se. So you can't be poiter two pitrei chamorim bevasachas. But you can be paid the Bezeh HaZeh, but Bezeh HaZeh is only if it was, as we explained, if it was a Suffolk Petach Hamor. So then you have to be paid the Bezeh because Suffolk Beraisa Luchumer. Petach Hamor Koid and Pidyon is also Ba'anor. So you have to be paid the Bezeh to take off the Issa. Then you keep Bezeh because Suffolk Mamayna Lukula. That's how much of Machaber Olive Arai. So the Seh belongs to me. Seh belongs to me. So I can use the Seh to be paid a second time. That's the din. You can be paid of a chayzer but paid. That's how the Gemara. It's a Mishnah later. You can be paid of a chayzer but paid. What case can you be paid of a chayzer but paid? So Rashi says here. This is the Tosfos on Dalet on his base. The second Tosfos from the top. Paid of bo pomim harbe. You can use the same tift of the set to be paid of bezeh achazeh. How can you do it bezeh achazeh? So Taisu says, it means if I was paid a Sofik Petach Hamor. So I was paid the Sofik to take off the Yisra Hanor, because also Sofik Deraisa Luchumet, Petach Hamor, Kadi Pinyan, Machleik Zabir Reb Shimon, whether it's also Ba'anor, so we pass and it is also Ba'anor. So you have to be paid a Miseh, Misofik, but then you keep the Seh, you don't have to give it away to the client. So because it belongs to you, you can use it a second time to be paid another Petach Hamor, either about the other. That's how Tosfos interprets. How can you be paid the Pomim Harbe? Because the first time it was only a Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamor, so you keep it. And they don't agree with Rashi. Rashi learns Pshat. If I was paid the, I'm a farmer, not a Kohen or a lady, I have a Petach Hamor, I have to be paid the Biseh. I gave the Biseh to the Kohen, then I bought it back from the Kohen. So if I bought it back from the coin, then I can use it a second time to be paid another Petach Hamor. So Tosfos says from the Gemara, you see that din is true, the din is correct, but that's not what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says paid a Bapamim Harbe, means each time I was paid a Sofik Petach Hamor. So I only had to take off the Yisr mi Sofik, because Sofik deras al-Chumer. But then I didn't have to give it away to the Shevet Kohanim, because Hamotz Machaber Olavarai, I keep it. There is a Gemara in the first perek in Bava Metzia where the Gemara says, what if a farmer has, apparently it's very common to have miscarriages by female donkeys. So let's say I have 10 Suffolk Petach Hamors. I have 10 female donkeys, and each one had a miscarriage. All 10 of them had a miscarriage. And then they had a zocher afterwards. And we're not sure on all 10 whether the first vlad had a tzuras avlad or didn't have a tzuras avlad. So the Gemara says, you have to take 10 sheep and be paid to each one, because Petra Hamor is also banor, kaid and pidyon. That's the machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. We paskan also banor. So you have to have 10 sheep, one to be paid to each one of the suffix Petra Hamors, and then I keep all the 10 and they belong to me. Then the Gemara says, Nishayeshlo Asara suffix Petra Hamor, he should be paid on 10 sayin, and all 10 belong to me, b'toras v'adai, because that's ha'motze machaber olav haraya. Ha'motze machaber olav haraya, the Gemara has a shayla in Bov Metziah and Davov. Whenever this is suffix ma'mayna l'kula, so suffix ma'mayna l'kula means it belongs to me, b'toras v'adai, or belongs to me, b'toras suffix. Let's say I was paid a suffix petach ha'mor with a set, then I keep the set. Then I'm the Kaddish and Isha with this set. Is that set, that's Vaday mine? Because I'm Yotz Mechavel of Arayz, a Psaq Vitoris Vaday. So the woman is, then if I keep that set, I'm the Kaddish and Isha with the set, she's Mukodesh, she's Vitoris Vaday. Or do you say, no, I'm Yotz Mechavel of Olav Arayz, means the one who's Mukhsad can keep it Vitoris Sofik. There's no Isa Gezel, he can keep it Vitoris Sofik. But he's going to be Mekaddish and Isha with the set, along with the Sofik Kiddushin. It's not Vaday mine. So that's a shayla in the Gemara. So the simple pshat and the simple reading of the Gemara, the Rambam has a different sheet. Yadua, the Rambam has a different sheet. But the Tosfos says the simple pshat in the Gemara is that we come to the maskana that tokfa kain motzin oisem yodai. Tokfa kain means like this. The farmer set aside a set to be paid the suffix petach hamor, but he's going to keep the set. So what if the kohen goes and he grabs the set? So Kozman, the farmer, is holding on to the set. He's muchzak. So they say, Habotim achay v'olav haraya. The farmer is muchzak. But not if the kohen grabs it, talk for kohen. The kohen grabbed the set from the Yisrael. So that, maybe I should say now that the kohen is muchzak, and the farmer can't get it back from him. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, whether talk for kohen matzin oisem yaday. Do you say whoever was muchzak, b'shas leidus ha-sofik, the farmer was musik on the set. So he was paid there with that set, the suffix petach hamor, and he keeps the set. So whoever was musik b'shas leidus ha-sofik, the farmer was musik on the set, it belongs to him, the Torah's vaday. So even if the coin will grab it from him, you don't say the musik switched now. Now the coin is the musik. No, whoever was musik b'shas leidus ha-sofik, so it becomes his, the Torah's vaday. So that's the way, that's the simple response of the Gemara. That Hamoitza Machapel of Araya is a psak the Torah's Vaday. So the Gemara says, if I have 10 Sofik Petah Hamores, I have 10 Hamores, 10 female Hamores, and each one had a miscarriage, and each one had a male, a Zohar, and all 10 of them are a Sofik, whether there was a Tzuris Avlad on the miscarriage. The Gemara says, you take 10 sheep, and you're going to be paid to each one of them with one sheep. The other Shaila is, these sheep, that they belong to me, v'toras vada, v'toras sofek. So what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina, if I'll be mekadosh and isha with one of them, okay. Then there's another nafkamina, am I mechuyev to be mafresh ma'isa bein? If you own a farm, and 10 sheep were born in the course of the year, there's a Rosh Hashanah la ma'isa bein. That's a machlekes hatanayim. In the first Mishnah Masech is Rosh Hashanah. When is Rosh Hashanah la ma'isa bein? Is it Rosh Chodesh Elo? Or is it what we call Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei? So that's, we pass on Echad B'Tishrei. So if 10 sheep were born in my herd in the same year, all 10 were born in the same year, I have to take all 10, put them in a corral, and then have them go out one by one, and I count 1 to 10. Asiri Yer Kodesh L'Hashem, the 10th one, Yemafesh Ma'asabeim. So the Gemara says, it's only Asiri Vada B'Lei Asiri Sofik. If you have a suffix, whether you're counting correctly or not, you have a suffix with all 10 achayiv, then that's not called ma'isa beim. Ma'isa beim is only when you know for sure you're counting the Torah's vaday. That's the famous, the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram is the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto, in the middle of the war. The ghetto, the health conditions were so terrible. Many people died. There were so many epidemics. He was an old man, so he died. He died in the ghetto. So he has a famous teretz on the Balamor and the Ravitz Kasha, the last page in Psochim. The Rif quotes some of the dinim of Sfiras HaOmer. The dinim of Sfiras HaOmer are menachas, dav samach vav. So there is no Rif on menachas. So the last page in Psochim, the Rif quotes one page, Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, everything in the one page. So the Balamor and the Ravitz both raise a question over there. We observe 2 days Pesach, Sveika D'Yomer, and Chutzlar, we act as if there's a Sveika D'Yomer. And we count Sfira starting from the second night. But we observe the second day, we have a Seder the second night, acting as if maybe the first day Pesach was Erev Yontif, maybe the second day Pesach is the first day Yontif. So on the first night of Chol HaMoed, in Chutzlar, we should really count Sfira twice. It's a Brocha Sfira Soimer. Then we should count tonight as either the second night or the first night. And every night we should count today as either the 23rd or the 24th. Today is either the 45th or the 46th day. Every day should be a Suffolk. And then the first day, Shavuos, we should count Misuffolk. Today may be the 49th day. And tomorrow, Shavuos. So that's a kasha that the Balamor and the Ravid ask. And the last page and everything, Suffolk. If you're observing Antav Shena Shod Balias and Chutz Laretz, you're making believe as if you have a Sveka Diyama. We have a fixed calendar now. So we know 1,000 years in advance when Yantav falls out. But that was a takona that they made when Hillel HaSheni established during the lifetime of Abai V'Rabba. Abai V'Rabba lived in Bavel, and you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashan and Bavel, you have to do in Eretz Yisrael. So their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, that was Hillel HaSheni. Not to be confused, but Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai were a chief rabbi and assistant chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. Churban HaBayis was in the year 70. So Hillel and Shammai were the Nasi and Abezn 100 years before Churban HaBayis. But this is Hillel HaSheni was way later. He was a great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi after the Churban HaBayis. During the lifetime of Abai V'Rabba, that's when they fixed the calendar. So they made a takana at that time, Hizar b'minig avasechem yidechem. Any community of Chutzlars, but they used to have a Sveika D'Yoma when they used to do Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Ariya. So now there's no longer a Sveika D'Yoma. We have a calendar that we know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. We know every Rosh Chodesh when it's going to be. We know 1,000 years in advance when it's going to be. But nonetheless, that was a takana. He's observing meaning of Sechni. Dechni should continue to observe 2 days Pesach. 2 days was as if there is a Sveika D'Yoma. See, if you're acting as if there's a Sveika D'Yoma, so that's the kasha. So why don't you count Sfira, Misafik? So this is a pilpul that the Balamor and the Ravid talk about that kasha. So Reb Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shari Yosher writes, he saw in a recent Sefer, he forgot the name of the Sefer. It was a Sefer that came out from his contemporary, from the Dvar Avram. Avram Shapira, he was the rabbi in Kovna. He was the Kovna Rav, the last Kovna Rav. He died in the Kovna ghetto. So he says the teretz that the Gemara says that Maisa Behem is only Asiri Yer Kodesh Lashem. Maisa Behem is only if it's Asiri Vadai, but not Asiri Sofek. If you have a Sofek, then you're not Mafresh, the Maisa Behem is not Chal. It's only if it's a Vadai count. So he says it's not only a local din in Hilchas Maisa Behem. It's a din whenever you're counting. Sfira Saima, you're also counting. But let's say a person doesn't know, he's on a desert island, he doesn't know what day it is in Sfira. He lost track, he doesn't know what day of the week it is. He doesn't know what day in Sfira it is. So he can't count me Sufik. Today's either the 10th day or the 11th day, I'm not sure. Whenever there's a Sufik, it's not called Sfira. Just like Asiri Vadevela, Asiri Sufik, he can't be Mafish Maisa Behem unless it's a Sfira Badois. So too about Sfira Saimer. That's the Dvar Avram's teretz. Rav Soloveitchik said that he used to speak and learning with the Dvar Avram. Rav Soloveitchik went to the University of Berlin, and then soon after his parents moved to America, so he couldn't talk to his parents, he couldn't talk to his father in learning. He'd talk a long distance, it cost $100 a minute then. That was a long time ago, that was in the 20s. So so he would sometimes travel to Vilna to talk and learning with Rav Chaim Oizer. There was a train that went from Berlin to Vilna. And then in the summertime, the Dvaram used to go to Potsdam for vacation. So the Dvaram, so the Rav Soloveitchik used to go talk to him and learning a lot. He used to say over a lot of things when the Dvaram and Shir. He was from the Beis Harav. He was a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhin. And the Soloveitchik family was also descendants of Rav Chaim. So they were Krovim. They were Mishpachim. So the Dvaram told him this teretz, that we don't count Sfira Simon Misofik, because then it'll kill the whole mitzvah. If you're going to treat it as if it's really a Sveka Diyayim, I mean, you're not sure what day you're counting Sfira. So then you're not yet saying anything, because Asiri Vadir, well, Asiri Sofik. So Rav Soloveitchik said, yes, the Dvaram, how can you say that? What about his Manchi Kitchu Al Pi Ariya? There was a real Sveka Diyayim. So you mean to say, until the days of Abai V'Ravim, when they fixed the calendar, so all those who had a real Sveka Diyayim and Chutz Lord, say, Mamish didn't count Sfira. He never heard of such a thing. The Gemara says in all the generation they counted Sfira. So he thought the whole Vorta is not correct. The Pashta says that that's not such a strong Taina. Then it's Siv, in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas Emor, writes that the whole Sveka Diyayma was never really, even as much a Kitchu Al Pi Ariya, and the Bezna would decide what's the Shana Pshuta, Shana Muberes, and a lot of people didn't know. He said there was, the Netziv says there was never really a Sveka Diyayma. They never had 2 days Yom Kippur. They only had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Yom Kippur, they're afraid someone's going to fast 2 days, they're going to die. Whenever there's a suffix, how can you tell a person to eat? But they're afraid someone's going to be machmer, someone's going to die. But you don't even observe 2 days Yom Kippur for Issa Malacha, because they were afraid. It's what do you mean afraid? But if it's a real sveka, they're right. So the answer is, so then it says the answer is, the Gemara tells us that the root you really, once every 500 years, Elo is going to have 30 days. Uber de Ruba, 499 out of 500 years, Elo only has 29 days. By us, it never has 30 days. Always has only 29 days. And then, Ruba de Ruba, Ador HaSamach L'Nisim. In the Shana Pshut, there's only one Ador. In the Shana Muberis, there's Adarish and Adarsheni. So the Ador has Samach Lanisin, and the Shana Muberes it's Ador Sheni, and the Shana Pshuta it's Ador. Ador Samach Lanisin is always Choser. Nisin is Mole, and Ador has Samach Lanisin is always Choser. So you have so the Netziv says, Mikra Din Deraisa, there was never really a Sveka Deraisa Luchumre to observe Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni. Rashi learns in the Sugya in the beginning of Beitza that there's a Machloikas Amoraim, where the Yantav Sheni is Manchu Kitchu Al Pi Hariya. Was it only Midirabbanan, or was it only a minute? That's a machlokes. Where the Yantav Sheni is Manazeh, that we have a Luach Kavua. And they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, Hizar B'minig, I was saying, when they established the Luach Kavua during the lifetime of Abai V'Rava, Hillel HaSheni, and Eretz Yisrael established the Luach Kavua. So we know 1,000 years in advance when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, and so on. But nonetheless, they sent a letter, Hizar B'minig Avasech Miyadech. So Tosfos understood that observance of Yom Tov Sheni today is only a minig, because that's what the letter said, Hizar B'minig Avasech Miyadech. And the Ran on Sukkah and Daf Memvav, I think, the Ran disagrees with Tosfos. That was the letter that they sent, Hizar, continue the practice of your ancestors. But it doesn't mean that observance of Yom Tov Sheni is only a minig. No, it's observance of Yom Tov Sheni is a din derabon. So that's your dua. That's a machlokes Tosfos and Iran, and many Rishonim involved. Whether observance of Yom Tov Sheni, after Hillel HaSheni established the Luach Kavua, and we know when Yom Tov is, so that Shaila should be still observed Yom Tov Sheni. So the Lashon of the text of the letter that they sent from Shalcham Itam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, that's the Mar, the beginning of Beitzah. Yizar B'minig Avasech Miyadech. So Tosfos learns, observance of Yom Tov Sheni today is only minig, and other Rishonim say, no, it means observe the practice. Continue the practice of your ancestors, but it's not a minig, it's a takana derabanan. So just like that, some machlokes of Rishonim is manazeh, whether observance of Yom Tov Sheni is a minig or a derabanan, Rashi learns in the sugya in Beitza, the beginning of Beitza, there was such a machlokes amoraim bizman shekitshu al pi ariya, before the days of Abai V'Rava, where the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus was the Rabbanan Aminik. No one held that it's a real Sveka Deraisa. So the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash And the Harchev Dover, he has a long footnote there in Parshas Amor. So he raises the issue, why not? So he says, no one observed 2 days Yom Kippur, even the Gabi Yisem Malacha, because you have a right to go Basar right. Ruben, the Ruben Bino Elul only has 29 days, and Adar Samach Lenissen also only has 29 days. So they had a right to go Basar right. So the Rav's Taina that he argued with the Dvar Avram is not such a strong Taina. You have the right to follow the Ruba. The Ruba is such a strong rive that they did count Sphere Simon. They counted Sphere Simon. It was a Vadai. It's not considered a Sphere Misafik. That was a Vadai. You have such a strong rive, that's a Vadai. Anyway, the Dvar Avram discusses that Kasha. When Rav Soloveitchik discussed it with the Dvar Avram, apparently he hadn't worked out the answer yet. But then later, before he printed that tshuva in the Sefer, the tshuva was written to someone else, not to Rav Soloveitchik. So he raises that issue in the middle of the tshuva, so he resolves the issue. He doesn't give this answer based on the Netziv, that it was such a strong raiv. That's why the Sefer Simon was Betoras Vadai, even Bizman Shekitcho Piyaviyah, because there was never really a Sveik of the other. So getting back again. In this week's Sedra, it says, Tachas Alvim, Tachas Kachas Alvim, Tachas Kal Bechor, Livin Yisrael. The 270, the 22,000 Bechorim were replaced with the 22,000 Levim. But there were another 300 Levim who were Bechorim themselves. So they can't replace the Bechorim Bnei Yisrael. They had to replace themselves. So there were an extra 273 Bechorim where there was no Levi to substitute for him. So they had to give Pinyon on them. So that's Kachas HaLevim, Tachas Bechorim Bnei Yisrael. Ubehem Salvim, Tachas Behem Tom. Which Tachas Behem Tom? Not Tachas Behem or Tehoira. Behem or Tehoira of the Kohanim HaLevim is Chayiv and Bechorim. The only thing that Potter from is Pinyon HaBen. The Kohanim HaLevim, the Potter from Pinyon HaBen. The whole reason why I need Pinyon HaBen is because they should have done their Avodah, now they're not allowed to because they participate in the Chetah Ego. But the Levim are doing. Today there's no Beis HaMikdash, nobody does Avodah. But the Kohanim and Levim are officially in charge of doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So they don't have to do Pinyon HaBen on their firstborn. Their firstborn are going to do Avodah. All the Levim, all the Kohanim and all the Levim, they're all doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So since they took Behem HaSalvim, Tachas Behem Tom, and the Gemara says it doesn't say what the numbers were, and the Pashtus is there probably were more Pitrei Chamorim of the Bnei Yisrael than there were Behem HaSalvim. Shevet Levi wasn't so big. So, and nonetheless, that's how the Tanoim established that din, that Se Echot Poiter Kama Pitrei Chamorim. So it's based on that, because in the Midbar, they were Poiter, the Behem HaSalvim substituted for all of the Pitrei Chamorim of the Israel. That din, that you can't be Poiter on a Chatzi Se, that's only a din L'Doris. But to show, all the Behem HaSalvim, you didn't need one Tachas one Se. Tachas one petach, one says shall Levi, tachas a petach amor shall Israel. All of them is alim, tachas behem tom. So we learn out from that l'doris, that's the din. If you use a set to be paid the petach amor, and then somehow you get it, either you bought it back from the coin, or it was a suffix in the first place, so you didn't have to give it to the coin. So you're allowed to use it a second time. So the Gemara, so this is the Gemara in Bava Metzia in the first paragraph. The Gemara says, a farmer has a Jewish farmer, not a kohen or a levi. It's chayim petach hamor. He has 10 chamoros that all gave birth to a zohar, but all 10 are a sofik petach hamor because they had a miscarriage before, and we're not sure whether the miscarriage was with a tzuras avlad, without a tzuras avlad. So all 10 zohar. The next vlad that was born of Bar Kayama is a zohar, so all 10 are a sofik petach amor, and sofik deraisa b'chumah. So you have to be poida all 10. So the Gemara says you take 10 sayin and you poida each one. This says poida, this sofik petach amor, that says poida, that sofik petach amor. All 10 are poida And then all of the 10 belonged to me. All the 10 were born on my farm in the course of the year between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and the Ma'aseh Behem, what we assume is Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei. So I have 10 Seyin, and I used each one of them to make a Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor. But the din is Hamotzi Machaber Olav Harai. It belongs to me, B'Toras Vaday, not B'Toras Sofik. So the 10 Seyin belonged to me before I used them. Then I used all 10 to be put at 10 Sofik Petach Hamors. And I passed him B'Toras Vaday. All 10 still belong to me. It's not lakuach. It's not that it belongs to the Kohanim and I take it back. It b'toras vada. Whoever is musik b'shas leidus ha-sofik keeps it b'toras vada. So the Yisrael owns it b'toras vada. So the Gemara says he's mafresh ma'aseh behema because all 10 animals belong to him before he used them, the 10 seyin. All 10 belong to him before he used the 10 to be paid of all the 10 sofik pitre chamorim. And they still belong to him b'toras vada. So it's Asiri Vaday, it's not a violation of Asiri Sofik. It's Asiri Vaday. So Taisus there is bothered with Akasha. Taisus has the Akasha moments here, they don't have an answer. The Gemara has over here, Poyda Bo Pamim Harba. You can be Poyda V'chayzer, Poyda V'chayzer, Poyda. If you have a Sofik, Petach Hamor, you can take a Seh, be Poyda, then you keep that Seh. Then you have another Sofik, Petach Hamor, you can be Poyda the second one and keep it again. So why did the Gemara say, you should take 10 Seyin and be poyed at the 10 Sofik Petach Hamors. Take one Seh and be poyed at the Chayzer poyed. You can't be poyed at all 10 Bavasachas because you need a Seh, not a Chatzi Seh. But be poyed at the first Sofik Petach Hamor. And then you keep it B'Toras Vada. Then you poyed at the second one, you keep it B'Toras Vada. Then you poyed at the third one, you keep it. Each one you keep it B'Toras Vada. So why did the Gemara say, you pay the on 10 Seyin, and all 10 belong to you and your mafresh ma'aseh behema? Why doesn't it just say you take one Seyin, you pay the b'zachaza, all 10? That's Tosfos Kashi. So I remember years ago, there used to be a Rabbi Eliezer Kirzner in a shul in Borough Park, I think in Bnei Yehuda. So he had a degree in mathematics, I think from Oxford in England, if I'm not mistaken. They say that the Panavizharov invited him to give a shiur in Panaviz Yeshiva. It's a very big Talmud Chacham, a very big Einur, fantastic Boki. But he invited him to give a shiur only on the condition that he'll keep it a secret, that he has a graduate degree, has a doctorate in mathematics. They didn't want to keep it a secret, so they didn't hire him to be a Magid Shiur in Panaviz Yeshiva. So I remember he told me a mathematical, this was his field. He said a simple mathematical teretz, on Tosfos Kashi. If you have 10 Sofik Petach Hamors, and you're going to be paid the b'chayzah, but you're going to take one set, going to be paid the first Sofik Petach Hamor. So it's a 50-50 Sofik, whether I have to give it to the Kohanim or not. So you say, I'm Motzi Machaber Olav Harai, I'm Muchzak on the set, I keep it. Then I'm going to use the same set to be paid another Sofik Petach Hamor. So now it's no longer 50-50, it's going to be 75-25. Then I'm going to use it a third time to be paid at the third Sofik Petach Hamor. So it's not going to be any longer 75-25. It's going to be 12 and a half. So it's going to be 75 plus 12 and a half is how much? Is 87 and a half to 12 and a half. Then I'm going to use it a fourth time. And each time it's going to be a half of what it was before. The miut is going to keep on getting smaller and smaller. So if you use it a fourth time, what's it going to be? Instead of 12 and a half miut, it's going to be 6 1/4. Then use it again, it's going to be 3 1/8. Then it's going to keep on going. It's going to be less than 1%. So he said, there's a tshuva. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva. Ein hocha memamen achar harav. You can't be mitzi mamen from a muchzak based on a rav. That's a rav if it's a 95% rav. What if it's 99.99% roiv? It's less than 1%. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva in the Tinyana, in the second volume of Shabbos and Tshuvas, that if it's a miyuta, the miyuta, that even Rav Meir chayish the miyuta. The Gemara said the first daf in Gittin, Rav Meir is not chayish if it's a miyuta, the miyuta. So based on the Tosfos Bava Kama, he says whenever it's a miyuta, the miyuta, the Rav Meir will not be chayish the miyuta. Then the din is you are moitzi moment based on a roiv. So that's the answer on Tosfos Kashya. Tyson asks, why did this fella has, the farmer has 10 Suffolk Petach Hamoras? So why does the Gemara say he's paid on 10 Seyin, on 10 sheep? And all 10 belong to him at Taurus Vadai. Because whoever is Mustik B'shas Leiris HaSafek keeps the mum in the Taurus Vadai. Why did they say he's paid the V'chazer, paid the V'chazer, paid the V'chazer? That's the din. You can reuse the same set many times over. Why did they just use the same set 10 times, one after the other, to be paid? So Rabbi Kirzner said, no, we're going to reuse it. By the 10th time, it's going to be less than 1% chance that he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. The likelihood is going to be 99.99% that you have to give it to the Kohen. So that's such a rive. You are might see Mama based on that. That was a good, it's a mathematical teretz. It's a good teretz. Rabbi Kirzner was Yadua. Rabbi Kirzner was Yadua. They said you could put a pin into the Gemara and it'll tell you what word is on Daf Chof and Daf Chofal, Daf Tarinu, every word. So Rabbi Gifter once told me he'd never believed these stories, so he put a pin in the Gemara. He says Rabbi Kirzner knew every single word on every Daf. Rabbi Kirzner used to walk around with a Gemara in his pocket that had a half an omen on a page. He walked around with a pocket chas. People today walk around with a pocket chas that has the same omen. He had a Gemara that had half of Dalet Omer Aleph on one page and the other half on the other page. And he knew the pin test of the normal Gemara. He had a photographic memory. Well, anyway, so that's the Mishnah here. Mishnah says, on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, Kohanim Levi'im Keturim Mikav V'Chaymer. They don't have to give Pidyon Petach Hamor. What's the Kav V'Chaymer? And Potra Shoysor Bamidbar and Terei Sedra. In Parshas Bamidbar, it says, Behemtom, Behemus Alvim, Tachas Behemus B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't go, Behemus Alvim wasn't acceptable to take the place of B'chor Behemot Torah. No, B'chor Behemot Torah is a carbon, as if there's a guflam is beach. So, Ka'adam Alevim Achaivanat. The only thing that Potter from is that's what Rashi quotes. The only potter from Petach Hamor and the potter from Pidyon HaBen, but they're not potter from Chor Behemot Torah. So what, when the pasuk says in Perei Sedra and Bamidbar, Behemos Halevim Tachas Behem Tov means that Behemos Halevim substituted for all the Pidyon HaMor of Bnei Yisrael. So since the Chumash says it was a Hirasha, but you're learning out a little bit, usually we have a klal. Doris Bishah Lo Yafinah. You can't learn out a din Medoris from a Hirashah that appears in the Chumash. Hirashah means that it's a Chiddush. Chiddush, it's an exception to the rule. We assume Kala Tarakula in Yanech, all the dinim in the Chumash blend in to make one big system, one big pattern, one big mosaic. But the dinim that are Hirashah are Yotzim in HaKlam. So Hirashah, it's not part of all the din. Doris Midoris Yafinah. You can learn out a din from one din to the other. Because all the dinim fit into one pattern. But you can learn out Doris Mishor from above. Over here, a little bit you do learn out from Ahirasha. In the Midbar, Behemis Alvim, Tachas Behemis Alvim, Tachas Behem Tom. So that shows that the Levim are potter from Bechor Behemet Meir. If the dinu sheyiftaru es shal atzmon. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, the simple reading, the first line of Dalan Atom, where is the Kasha? The simple translation of the words in the Mishnah, in Patru Eshal Yisrael, sounds like, if the Levim, if the body of the Levim pattered the Petach Hamor of Bnei Yisrael, then certainly the Levim can patter themselves from Petach Hamor. So the Gemara says, Inu Patri. What do you mean? The Levim's body pattered the Petach Hamor of Bnei Yisrael? No. Odom Odom Patra Behema Behema Patra. It says, Kachas Alvim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'mnei Yisrael. The Levim substituted for the Bechorim, the human beings Bechorim B'mnei Yisrael, and Behema Behema Patra. It's Behemos Alvim, Tachas Behem Tom. Adif Siv, they quote the Pasuk. Kachas Alvim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'mnei Yisrael, it's Behemos Alvim, Tachas Behem Tom. And the Mishnah sounds like, in Patra Shal Yisrael, the Gufim, the bodies of the Levim, substituted for the Petach Hamors. The Gemara said, that's not true. Behemis alvim tachas behem tom. But not the... It sounds like inu patri, the goof of the Levim. That's what it sounds. in part Rosh Aliso after the Viv, part the Petach Amar Bnei Yisrael. So that's the Gemara's kasha. It's not true. Amar Abai, no, that's not what it means. Hachi Karma Karam Alevim Pturim Behemtom Bikal V'chaimim Efkir Behemtom Shal Levim Behem Shal Yisrael Bamidbar. The Behemis Alevim, when it says in the Mishnah, in Patru Esh Shal Yisrael Bamidbar, does mean if the goof of the Levim replaced the Pitre Hamor of the Israel. No, means the Behemis Alevim in Patru Behemis Alevim Shal Yisrael. That's what Abai answers. But dinu, we should learn out a little bit. Doris misho, we should learn out the doris dinu. Shetavkiyah shalatzmam. If the kohanim and levim are not mechuyev to give petach amar, Rabbi Tainis, it doesn't sound like that in the Mishnah. Abai's pshat doesn't seem to fit in. Amalei Rabbi, so Rabbi Tainis back. O patru inu katani. It sounds like from the last line on gimel and base in patru eshal Yisrael. If the Levim parted Shal Yisrael, it doesn't say in Patru Behemtim Shal Levim. Sounds like the goof of the Levim is patering the Pitre Hamar. So Rabbi doesn't like Abai's answer. Well, Patru Inu Katar sounds like they parted both. And Isa, in Isa, if you're going to say that Behemis HaLevim parted Behemtim Shal Yisrael, the Pitre Hamar, I feel the Behemit Torah also Nifteru. Why are the Kohanim and Levim mechuyev in Bechor Behemot Torah? Alom etanam. How come it says in the Mishnah, Lo niftur me Bechor Behemot Torah, Elo b'pigyon ha-ben ha-petach ha-mar only? So the Gemara says, if you're learning out from the Midbar, Doris Mishah, so why don't you learn out that the Kohanim and Levim should even be potter from Bechor Behemot Torah? Elo ha-rav, no, you're reading the Mishnah wrong. Hachi katana, Kohanim and Levim potter hei matzmam. Bikal v'chaymer. What do you mean, potru hei matzman? What is he saying? Hello, my rabbi, let's see the Rashi. Gabi behem ala doi shabana kal v'chaymer min itzvach lakush et b'chor. Hachi kama says, kanam al vim pturim hei matzman v'pidgir ben. It doesn't mean, in potru shal Yisrael, the Leviyim patr the petach hamor. It doesn't mean they potter. It means the Levim were potter from giving Pidyon HaBen because they were taking the place of the Bechorim HaBnei Yisrael. So just like in the Midbar, the Levim were replacing the Bechorim. So the 22,000 Bechorim HaBnei Yisrael didn't have to do Pidyon HaBen, only the extra 273 who didn't have Levim Tachtam. So just like in the Midbar was Ayru Ashur, that the Levim are replacing the Bechorim, so the Doris, the Levim, never need any Pidyon. Say Yishayif to Ashalatzman, it goes on Pidyon HaBen. The Mishnah goes on Pidyon HaBen. Then the Gemara says, so how do you know if that's true? So how do you know that but this Perek is about Pidyon Petach Hamar? So you're saying that the last line on Gimel on the base means the Levim replaced the 22,000 Bechorim, they took their place. And they're doing Avodah and Beis HaMikdosh. Used to be Avodah B'Bchorim, Kodim Shulchan HaMishkan. Now after Shulchan HaMishkan, the Bechorim can't do their Avodah because they're all involved in the Chet HaEgel. So the Levim took their place. So Dinu, Sheyiv to Res Hatzmam, therefore the Levim are not Mechoyiv to do Pidyon HaBen because they themselves are doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Gemara says, so the whole Mishnah goes on Pidyon HaBen then. So but the Perek is talking about Pidyon Petach Hamar. How does the Mishnah derive from Pidyon HaBen that you have to do Pidyon Petach Hamar? So the Gemara says, no, that's a Hekesh. How do you know Ashkan Adam, you only see from the Midbar, the Hayro Ashur, that the Levim took the place of the Bechorim. How do you know Behemet Meim in Olam? Perek is talking about Behemet Meim. The Gemara says, it's a Hekesh. Sorry. That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara raises a question. If you're learning out, this is usually we say Doris Mishol Lo Yafina. All the dinim le Doris fit into a pattern. The dinim hay rasha are yotzim in akwats. Chiddush means davar asayses akal. It's an exception to the rule. Here you are learning out a little bit Doris Mishol. Since Lishah, the Levim were replacing the Bechorim. So that's why the Doris, the Levim don't need Pidyon HaBen, because they are doing Avodas HaMikdash. Today there's not Beis HaMikdash, but in theory, if there would be a Beis HaMikdash, the Levim would be doing Avodas, so they don't have to do Pidyon HaBen. You only need Pidyon HaBen if you are a Bechor who used to do Avodah, Kodim Shulchan HaMishkan, and now we don't let you. But the Levim are doing, so they're doing Avodas HaMikdash. So that's why they don't need. Shine. Then how do you know there's no Bechor Beim HaTameh? Because it's a Hekish in the Pasuk. Shine. Then Nigmar raises a question. If you're learning out from the Hayru HaShoah in the days of the Midbar, so maybe only such a Levi, the Pasuk says, Kachas Alvim, Kachas Kol Bechor B'nei Yisrael, that 22,000 Levim should take the place of the 22,000 Bechorim, is Pemis Alvim, Tachas Behem Tom. So maybe only such a Levi, who is a descendant of those Levim, every single Levi in the days of the Midbar had Behemoth Halvim. Some of them had Svarim. So not everybody was a farmer raising Behemoth. So maybe only those who had Behemoth Halvim, Tachas Behem Tom, so maybe it goes together. It's like Rashi pointed out, it's a Hekish. The Gemara said it's a Hekish. Whoever is Patur from Pidyon HaBen is Patur from Bechor Behemoth Tameo also. So maybe only one, a Levi today, who is a descendant of those Levim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, who had behemoths, and their behemoths were substituting for the behemoths at the Hamoros of Bnei Yisrael. So maybe those Levim today who are descendants, so they have Amalei Rav Safra L'Abaye. So he says he has this kasha. Maybe L'didoch D'Amet Behemtam, Abaye interpreted the Mishnah, that the behemoths of the Levim took the place of the behemoths Petra Hamorah Menei Yisrael. Rabbi said, Tainus, it doesn't fit in. The Mishnah is not talking about the Levim. Mishnah says, in Patru, Eshel Yisrael, the Levim themselves parted. So Rabbi didn't learn like that. But Abai read the Mishnah. So Rabbi Safra asked Abai, Lidi, doch, the way you, the Amrit, you interpreted the Mishnah, Behemtom, so maybe I should say only one, a Levi today, who's a descendant of those Levim. When Levi the Havale said the Afka, whoever a Levi today who's the descendant of the Levim in the days of the Mishkan, who had a said that was substituting for the Pidyon HaMorim of the Yisraelim, so then maybe Lifka, so he'll be Potter from Pidyon Petach HaMor. Whoever Levi today who's a descendant of a Levi then who didn't have any behemoths, maybe those Levim will be higher than Pidyon Petach HaMor. The Havale said the Lifka. Maybe lo nitka. That's a kasha according to Abai. And then he has another kasha. Ben li dadach ben li rava. They counted the Levim from a month up. They didn't count them from 20 years up. We don't know why. According to the Rambam, we know why. Because 20 and over is for the drift, for the army. Kol yetzi tzav of the Yisrael. But all the Balei HaTesis disagree with them. So we don't know why didn't they count the Levim for the purpose of the army. But they didn't. So they only counted them the Ben Chodesh from Milo, because Kachas Alevim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'Vinei Yisrael. So only those Levim who were included in the Minyan, the whole purpose of the Minyan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the purpose of the Minyan of the other Shvatim was to know, take a census, how many soldiers they have in the army, called Yotzi Tzavah. That's why they count them the Ben Esrim Shana V'Maila. But the purpose of counting the Levim Ben Chodesh V'Maila was to take the place of the Bechorim of Bnei Yisrael. So he says, but only those were the Levim today who are descendants of those Levim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu who were included in the census. They were 30 days and older, and they replaced the Bechorim. So maybe their descendants today can replace the Bechor. But those today who are descendants of those who were younger than 30 days old, those who were younger, so maybe those Levim today should not be Potter from Pidyon HaBen, should not be Potter from Bechor Beim HaTameh. That's Rav Safra's Kasha. That's what he has. Lidi Doch, he had a Kasha. Then he says, Ben Lidi Doch, Ben Lerovi has another Kasha. Ben Chodesh, those today who are descendants of those who were a month old, who were included in the Minyan, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Afka, that they replaced the Bechorim, so this time they should be potter today from Korbei Metoira, Korbei Metoira, but whoever is a descendant today of those who were Pochas B'Mechadish, the Loyafka, his ancestors in the days of Moshe Abenu, didn't replace any Levi, maybe today Lalivka. And another Kasha, when they took the census of the Levim, they only took a set, like just like when they took the census of Bnei Yisrael from the age of 20 and up. So that's only men. The women were not drafted in the army. So the women were not included in that census. So when they counted the Levim, they only counted the male Levim. Called B'chor Zohar. You only count the male Levim. You don't count the women. So Levia never replaced any B'chorim. So I should say today, let's say there's a couple. The husband is a Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Zvulun, and the wife is a Leviya. So what's the din? It says that's the pasuk, the second pasuk in Bamidbar, third pasuk. The mishpachosim leveis avosim, only mishpachasam kriyim mishpacha, mishpachasaymena kriyim mishpacha. When you have a mixed marriage and one of the parents is a kohen and the other one is not, one is a lady, the other one is not. So it depends on the father. That's the din. The mishpachosim leveis avosim. Nonetheless, even though the baby, if the mother's a Leviya, so and the father's not a Levi, not a Kohen, not a Levi, then the child is not a Kohen, not a Levi. But still, if the mother's a Leviya or a Kohenes, then the child doesn't need Pidyon HaBen. So that's his kasha. Why? The only reason why a Kohen and a Levi doesn't need Pidyon HaBen is because in the days of the Midbar, the Kohanim and the Leviim took the place. They were substituting for the Bechorim of Bnei Yisrael, and there were only 22,000 of them, and there were extra 273 Bechorim who needed Pidyon of them. And the Levios, the female Levios, never substituted for any Bechorim. So why is the din today that a Leviya who is married to Yisrael, her child doesn't need Pidyon HaBen? Why? But the whole reason why Kohanim Levim don't need Pidyon HaBen, because you learn how Doris Mishor, as a Hayroah Shor, the days and the midst, but the Levim substituted in Avodas HaMikdash for the Bechorim, who used to do the Avodah. They became Pasul. So the Levios, who in the days of the Mishkan, days of the Midbar, the Hayroah Shor, never took the place of any Bechorim. So how do you establish today? That's the Gemara's kasha. Leviya, a female Leviya, loytivka, she should not pater her child from Pidyon HaBen. Aloma, how come Aloma Amar Avada Barava Leviya? She older, but not pater mecham Islam. Even though the father is not a kohen or a lady, and the mishpachosim leveis avosim, the child is not going to be a kohen or a lady. But still, since the mother is a Leviya, so her child is pater. Why? That's the Gemara's kasha. Everything more, that's not a kasha. All the kasha, why not? Kidemar braid the Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei the Rabbi Yom, he said, Petarechme, Talachmanah. The whole din of Bechor, Behema, Bechor needs Pidyon HaBen depends on Petarechme. So if the Rechem is a Rechem of a Kohanis or a Leviya, even though the child is not going to be a Kohen or a Levi, because the Mishpachosim Levei Savoisim, it's determined by the father, not by the mother. Mishpachasab Kreim Mishpacha, Mishpachasim Eina Kreim Mishpacha. But still, that's what Rabbi Barava said. He knows Mitzvah Svara, since the Peterechem, the Pidyon HaBen always depends on Peterechem. If the Rechem is a Leviya, the Rechem is a Kohenes, so that the Rechem is not Bechayim and Pidyon HaBen, sure. That's what the Gemara says. The answer is, Kidemar Beidah Rabbi Yosef Mishmei the Rabbi Yom. His answer was, Peterechem Talarachman. The Gemara has another Kasha. Aaron, you have Nekudas, Rashi on this week 7 points it out. It says, Moshe be Aharon made the count. They took the census of the Bnei Yisrael and they took the census of the Levim. So there are Nekudas on Aharon. So Rashi quotes from this Gemara, then they were counting how many Levim there were. All the Kohanim are also included in the Levim. B'choftala, the Gemara quotes, B'choftala becomes Nikru Kohanim Levim. Kohanim also belong to Shevet Levi. So when the Pasuk says that there were 22,300 Levim, it means including Kohanim and Levim, but Aaron was not included. Aaron was not included in, Aaron was older than 20 years old, he wasn't included in the count of the, all the other Shvatim for the army, because he was a Kohen, and he wasn't included in the count of the Levim, the 22,300. He was not included. That's why there are Nekudas, Rashi says. Whatever you have Nekudas on top of the letters in the Chumash, he treated as if the letters were erased. So Aaron is a, as if the word is crossed out. Aaron was involved helping Moshe Rabbeinu take the census, but he wasn't included. He's a Levi. He was a Kohen, a Levi. He should have been included in the 22,300. He wasn't included. He wasn't included. So the Gemara asks, Aaron Shalohai Barsa Minyan, Loi Livka, so all the descendants of Aaron HaKohen should not be potter from Pidyon HaBen. We don't assume like that.
With Moshe included?
No, it sounds like he was included. It sounds from this Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was included. Just Aaron was not included, because Aaron's name has Nekudas. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Aaron, Shalohoye Ba'osa Minyan, because he have the Nekudas, Loi Livka, he shouldn't pater from Pidya, his descendants should not pater. The Tanya, Lo Manokod Al Aharon Shebuchum Shabkudin, in Bamidbar, Shalohoye Ba'osa Minyan, he's not included. And for the Gemara, the answer to that Kasha is Amakro, Halavim, all the Levim are all in the same boat, whether they were included or they're not included. So then the Gemara says, once you say like that, all the Levim are potter from Pidyon HaBen. You don't distinguish in one Ben Levi and another one. So that would be the answer to you. The other Kasha also, the Gemara had a Kasha before. Maybe only those Levim who are descendants of the Levim who had behemoths, behemtam tachas behemoths Yisrael, kachas alvim tachas abchorim, betachas behemtam tachas behemoths ben Yisrael. So maybe those levim who were today, who are descendants of the levim in the days of the midbar, who didn't have any behemoths, or those levim today who are descendants of the levim in the days of the mishkan, who were not yet 30 days old, so they were never included in the minyan. So why are their descendants today? Why do their descendants pater from Pidyon HaBen and Peter Peter Hamor? So the answer is who should call Alavim? Call themselves then. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says who should call Alavim? Call themselves. That's the answer on Aaron. Aaron wasn't included. So the answer, who should call Alevim Kulam Zavazah? And how do you know Kohanim today? Because Kidin Rabbi Shulman Levi, Yom HaShulman Levi, Besma Rabbon Mekamis, Nikul Kohanim, 24 places in Tanakh, where the Kohanim I refer to as Kohanim HaLevim. The Kohanim that we learned in the Perek Yesh Bechor, we learned there are two dinim in Kohuna. There's Kedushas Kohuna and there's Levia. I made a mistake. There's Kedushas Levia, there's Kedushas Levi, and there's Shevet Levi. So the Kohanim, the 24 places in Tanakh where it says Kohanim, HaKohanim HaLevim, some are Chumash and other places in Tanakh. So B'chof Talam, so Tosis points out that the Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have Kedushas Levi. Whoever has Kedushas Kuna doesn't have Kedushas Levi. That's how to write to that. So take for example, the Chumash says that when you mafrish Maisa Rishon and Eretz Yisrael, whatever grows, whatever food grows from the ground, you have to be mafrish Trumas and Maisas. So Trumas Gdoli give to a Kohen Maisa Rishon, you give to a lady. So there's a Machlokes or a Kiva, Ablozim and Azariah in the second parak in Ksubis. Are you Yotze if you give the Maisa Rishon to a Kohen? He say, B'chof Talot, Ben Kohen Mis Nikru Kohanim Levim, the Kohanim are Levim. But he say, no, the Kohanim are not Levim. So that's a machlokes ha'taim. What does it depend on? When the Torah says you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, doesn't mean you give it to one who belongs to Shevet Levi. So Kohanim belongs to Shevet Levi. So you Yotze, if you give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen who belongs to Shevet Levi, you gave it to a Levi. Or do you say no? You have to give the Maaser Rishon to someone who has Kedushas Levi. The Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have Kedushas Levi. That's what Tosfos said later. Kohanim have Kedushas Kuna, they don't have Kedushas Levi, but they belong to Shevet Levi. So that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozem, and Azar. So that's what the Gemara says over here. How do you know Kohanim are potter? Maybe the Chumash only talks about Levim. So the answer is, all the Kohanim are Levim. We're talking about Shevet Levi, not talking about Kedushas Levi. Everything well, like Rabbi Shua Levi says, in 24 places on Tanakh, the Kohanim are referred to as Levim. Zech Mehem, here they quote one of the Pesukim from the Kohanim, Levim, and Eid Sadok, Shay. Shay. Yeah. That is this sugya. That's how it's the Chachamim had a tradition. That's how you learn out. Usually the klal is Doris Bisholo Yafin, but here a little bit you are learning out. You're learning out from the Hayrosha in the Midbar what the din is Lidurs. That just like the Hayrosha, the Levim substituted for the Bechorim. So the Doris, the Levim, are doing Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. They don't have to give Pinyan Abed. They are doing Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing. Behem Salvim, Tachas Behem Tom. Behem Salvim, he didn't say, Se Tachas Petach Amor. Once they parted many Petach Amor, the din of Se V'loi Chatzi Se didn't apply in the Midbar. That's a din Lidurs. But the idea you learn out from the Midbar. It's a delicate din. How exactly they established complicated Midrash HaPer and Resh HaSpam over here. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. next week will be before Yom Kippur, so we'll learn in Yom Kippur of Yom Kippur. The Shabbos, because Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, and we learn a special Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. The Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that many times the Haftarah was chosen over the generations to be mechazik the emunah and be a samashiach. So mocha chodesh is also to be mechazik the emunah and be a samashiach, because the medrash points out that the umas ha'olam use a solar calendar, a solar year, and Bnei Yisrael use a lunar year. So the moon disappears. And then it starts, when it appears, it gets bigger, bigger, bigger till the 15th of the month. Then it gets smaller, smaller, smaller till it disappears. And then the Gemara says, for 18 hours, the moon disappears. Yud Chashor, it's a Gemara Mashan. Yud Chashor is Bechasi Sihara. The Sihara is the moon disappears for 18 hours. So the Medrash says the Jewish people count to the Levana, so Jewish history is like the moon. So the Gemara says there were 15 generations from Avram Avinu. That was the beginning of the Jewish nation. Avram Avinu, Eschol HaGoygol, that's the beginning of the Jewish history. So there was Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, Yigal, till the days of Shlomo HaMelech, that was 15 generations. And that was like full moon. When Shlomo HaMelech, that was the 15th of the month, is full moon. So the 15th generation, that's when they had a Beis HaMikdash, and everybody had more than enough money, and it was peaceful. There was no Muhammad, there was no, were no problems in Eretz Yisrael. Then, after Shlomo HaMelech died, 15 generations later, the pasuk says that Nebuchadnezzar ainit Tzidkio iver, he blinded Tzidkio HaMelech. So that's like the moon disappears. 15 generations later, that's when the moon keeps on getting smaller, smaller, smaller. Malchus Yisrael kept on getting weaker and weaker and weaker. The highest level was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when they had peace and everybody had a parnasa, money was no issue, everybody had a parnasa. So since the days of the Eni Tzidkio Iver, we are now in the Pchina of Mocha Chodesh. Mocha Chodesh means the moon is not visible because it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. So now we haven't had Malchus Beis David since the end of Bais Rishon. There was no Malchus Beis David. So the whole period of time since the Churban Bais Rishon, Arayam Azeh, is all Abchina Mocha Chodesh. We don't have, let's say, the week, if Shavuos is going to be on Sunday, or Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Sunday, or Pesach, or Sukkah, something going to be, you don't have a Haftorah because tomorrow is going to be a Yonta. Why only Mocha Chodesh? Because Mocha Chodesh is the Haftoche. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them in Nevuah, if David HaMelech will be appointed the king, then the Malchus Beis David will continue on. Lo Asid Lovah. Then there will be a Melech HaMashiach. If it was going to be someone other than David HaMelech, if it was going to be Shaul and Yonason, then there's no Haftarah there's going to be a Melech HaMashiach. So the Haftarah Machal Chodesh is when Yonason tells David, I give you the Malchus, you're going to be the Melech. So he secured Yonason by allowing David to become the Melech, he was securing the Bias HaMashiach L'Asi Lama. That's what the Rav pointed out, that we in the brachas that we say after the Haftarah, one of the brachas is about the Bias Eliyahu HaNavi. Let's see, where the brachas is here. The bracha Samchen Hashem Ken Belio Anavi Abdach Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. The pasuk says in the end of Malachi, Chagas Chai Malachi were the last Nevi'im, and they knew that the Hakadosh Baruch was angry at Bnei Yisrael because after the 7 years of Golus Bavel, they had reshus to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and most of the people didn't want to go back. A very small aliyah, and the overwhelming majority of the Jews remained behind in Bavel. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The psukim in Chumash is not that clear, but in Yecheskel and in Tehillim, it's beferish. On the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch already told them that when they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew it's going to be destroyed. So he said, Baruch HaKadosh, what's going to be with the second Beis HaMikdash? That'll be built after the 7 years ago with Babel. Well, that be of a lasting nature, would that also be destroyed? So Shlomo HaMelech says, "Im chaymahi nivna lehatiras kesed im yalo kachayma." If all the Jews will return back at the end of the 7 years of Golus Babel, nivna lehatiras kesed. So the second Beis Hamikdash shall be like a metal structure. She'ein harekam sholid bo. It's not going to rot away. And not going to rot away means that Beis Hamikdash will not be destroyed, and the Jewish people will not rot away. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will continue to send Nevi'im. They give us Musa and Tochach, we should do tshuva. However, in Delasif, it'll be a shvach aliyah. It won't be Yalu Kachayma, which it was. After they said, you know, the Golus Babel, very, very small, way less than half of the people. Very small percentage of Bnei Yisrael went back to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in Delasif, not so Lalu Achoriz. The second place, Amigdash, will be like a wooden hut, like a wooden bungalow. Sheharekab Sholet Bo. So it means two things. Number one, the second Beis HaMikdash is Asad Lehecharev. That's the famous Ravid, Neuchas Beis HaPchirah. The Ravid writes, when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, Yideo Haya Ezra Shah Asad Lehecharev. He knew from the days of Shlaim Amal, he knew from Shir HaShirim, that the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chorev. Because he saw hardly anybody came back. It was devastating, not Salalu Achoris. So the second Beis HaMikdash was going to rot, it was going to be destroyed. And Rat was going to set in, and the Jewish people is not going to send any more Nevi'im to give Tochacha. But the three Nevi'im, Gimel Nevi'im, Olo, and Rami Baba had to send three Nevi'im, because he wanted them to build the base, to rebuild the base on Migdash, and that's Halacha. The Sheikh Nasir should Rosh al Pi Navi. He can't build the base on Migdash without authorization from a Navi. So he needed the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malach, each one gave a Nevu'ah on a different aspect of the building of the base on Migdash. So the three, Chagas Chai Malachi, Malachi was the last Navi. And he tells Bnei Yisrael Zichur, he signs off at the end of his Nevuah, Zichur Teres Moshe Abdi, you better heat up the mitzvahs. I'm the last Navi. In the Nechash Alech Lechem and say, Le'a Navi, Lefnei Ba'yad Nashem Agor Vandora. The next Navi is going to be a long time in the future. It's over 2,500 years since Malachi gave his Nevuah. It was the beginning of the Baisheni period. That's in the history books, say Baisheni was more than 400. The Gemara assumes Baisheni is 420 years. The history books assume it was 160 years longer than that. So it's a long time ago. So the Chazal said, Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before Mashiach. So that's what we say in the bracha after. Please send Eliyahu HaNavi. He's going to come the day before Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be Malchus Beis David Mishichech. B'meri Yavol, the Yom Yili Beinu. We hope that Eliyahu will come. Malchus Beis David will come. We hope everything. So the Haftaris, Rav Soloveitchik, when that many Haftaris were chosen, because the Mechazik Be'emunah in Bias HaMashiach. So that's the whole idea of Machal Chodesh, for the last, since the Churban Bayis Rishon, the whole thing that the moon disappeared for 18 hours, but the moon disappeared for over 2,500 years. It's a long, long time. There's no Malchus Beis David. The moon will reappear, but this is Machal Chaydish. We're saying Mashiach is going to come. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to announce the coming of Mashiach. So we hope it will be soon during our lifetime. Okay, so we'll leave that in next week. We'll talk about in Yonei Shavuos. Should all be healthy. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.